Even a disease as abhorrent as cystic fibrosis, which drowns its victim in mucus, was caused by nothing more than a minuscule hiccup in a regulator gene on chromosome 7. Specialists had now started treating these genetic conditions with rudimentary vector viruses that were injected directly into the patient. These non-contagious viruses were programmed to travel through the patient's body and install replacement DNA that fixed the damaged sections. This new science, however, like all sciences, had a dark side. The effects of a vector virus could be either favorable or destructive, depending on the engineer's intentions. If a virus were maliciously programmed to insert damaged DNA into healthy cells, the results would be devastating. Moreover, if that destructive virus were somehow engineered to be highly contagious and airborne, the prospect made Sinsky shudder. What genetic horror has Zobrist dreamed up? How does he plan to thin the human herd? Sinsky knew that finding the answer could take weeks. The human genetic code contained a seemingly infinite labyrinth of chemical permutations. The prospect of searching its entirety in hopes of finding Zobrist's one specific alteration would be like looking for a needle in a haystack, without even knowing on what planet that particular haystack was located. Elizabeth? Langdon's deep voice pulled her back. Sinsky turned from the window and looked at him. Did you hear me? He asked, still seated calmly. Sienna wanted to destroy this virus as much as you did.
I sincerely doubt that.
Langdon exhaled, standing now. I think you should listen to me. Shortly before his death, Zobrist wrote a letter to Sienna telling her what he had done. He outlined exactly what this virus would do, how it would attack us, how it would achieve his goals. Sinsky froze.
There's a letter?
When Sienna read Zobrist's description of what he had created, she was horrified. She wanted to stop him. She considered his virus so dangerous that she didn't want anybody to gain access to it, including the World Health Organization. Don't you see? Sienna has been trying to destroy the virus, not release it.
There's a letter? Sinsky demanded, her focus now singular. With specifics?
That's what Sienna told me, yes.
We need that letter. Having specifics could save us months in understanding what this thing is and knowing how to handle it.
Langdon shook his head. You don't understand. When Sienna read Zobrist's letter, she was terrified. She burned it immediately. She wanted to be sure nobody... Sinsky smacked her hand down on the desk.
She destroyed the one thing that could help us prepare for this crisis, and you want me to trust her?
I know it's asking a lot, in light of her actions. But rather than castigating her, it might be helpful to remember that Sienna has a unique intellect, including a rather startling capacity for recall. Langdon paused. What if she can recreate enough of Zobrist's letter to be helpful to you? Sinsky narrowed her gaze, nodding slightly.
Well, Professor, in that case, what do you suggest I do?
Langdon motioned to her empty coffee cup. I suggest you order more coffee and listen to the one condition that Sienna has requested. Sinsky's pulse quickened, and she glanced at the phone.
You know how to reach her?
I do.
Tell me what she requested.
Langdon told her, and Sinsky fell silent, considering the proposal.